And here's your afternoon news. A member of the second group of repatriated travelers has been admitted to the LBJ hospital earlier this week. He was reported to be experiencing breathing problems. As of yesterday, the traveler was still hospitalized. A senior doctor told KHJ News that all protocols for managing a patient in quarantine are being adhered to. He is being kept at the LBJ COVID-19 unit for quarantine patients. Flags in the territory are flying at half staff as a mark of respect for the victims of the tragedy in the Atlanta metropolitan area. A gunman shot 9 people at different spas, and of the 8 people who died, 6 were Asian women. The March 18th memo by Governor Leymanu Poletimanga ordering flags to be lowered is pursuant to a proclamation by President Joe Biden. The flags will remain at half staff until sunset Monday, March 22nd. You may have noticed the price of chicken went up at the beginning of the year. Last month, there was even a shortage. According to the January Basic Food Index, or BFI, produced by the Department of Commerce Statistical Division, chicken was among the food items that got more expensive in January. This contributed to a 1.6% increase in the BFI for January, recorded at 107.7 points, compared to the December 2020 score of 106.1 points. The price for chicken legs went up 6.3%, which is the largest hike so far. The price increase was even higher for turkey tails, which jumped by 9%. Other food items whose prices saw increases of less than a percent are fish, rice, ice cream, pisupo, and corned beef. The prices of 3 popular food items dropped in the January survey. Those are pork spare ribs, canned tuna, and eggs. 7 major supermarkets were selected for this monthly survey. For more information about this survey and others, you can contact the Department of Commerce Statistics Division at 633-5155. The Territorial Bank of American Samoa is calling for customers who applied and were approved for the first round of SBA Paycheck Protection Program loans in 2020 to see the lending department at the Utule branch to apply for loan forgiveness. This is not automatically done. For any questions, feel free to contact TBAS at 633-8143. Congresswoman Ui Fatali Amata is delighted to once again congratulate Victor Chin upon his second prestigious Service Academy acceptance. The U.S. Military Academy at West Point has also accepted him, joining the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado and offering a fully qualified appointment. "These are just wonderful achievements for Victor Chin," said Ui Fatali. "Each one is a success and a testament to his hard work and preparation. We're proud of him, and he's well deserving of a second congratulations along with his parents, Michelle and Manua Chin." Victor was educated in American Samoa and will graduate with honors from Pacific Horizon School this year. He has high academic credentials and test scores, along with a thorough list of extracurricular qualifications. These span athletics, music, science fair, volunteering, other efforts, honors and leadership, along with an internship focused on meteorological data. And finally, in the news from Samoa, Samoa Prime Minister Tuileapa Sailele Malielegaoi has been warned against any move to close down social media platforms in the country. Samoa Observer reports the Attorney General's office advised that banning sites like Facebook is likely to impinge on people's constitutional rights. These include freedom of expression and speech and media freedom and the general principles of democracy, which attracts international obligations, said a memo from the AG's office. The key difficulty in imposing a ban on Facebook is overcoming potentially significant community disagreement, given the potential that such measures impinge on constitutional rights, advised the AG in July 2020. The executive director of the Samoa Law Reform Commission, Teleai Dr. Lalotoa Mulitalo, has suggested using other means in existing laws to regulate social media. For details on these and other stories, plus news on demand in English and Samoan, see the podcasts at talanay.com. with your Friday news. I'm Joey Cummings. Have a good weekend.